Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Fred, is it my imagination, or is it every time I look at the monitor, more people are gathering in Minneapolis in the aftermath of this shooting?
Yeah, it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, the protests are, you have a bunch of people walking. I don't know the Minneapolis area, but they're probably not too far from where this ICE shooting took place this morning, and the crowd has continued to build. It's peaceful right now. They do look like they're blocking some traffic. But in the aftermath of this, and if you're not caught up, it was a situation where ICE was being blocked from an operation. There was a woman that was with Missouri license plates in an SUV that was in the middle of the street refusing to move. The officers approached the vehicle. They tried to open the vehicle to get her out. She accelerated. The officer that was at the front of the vehicle, and Sue, you pointed this out because I showed you the video. If you look at it at first, you don't see the officer who does the shooting because he's coming from the front of the vehicle, and he, according to DHS and the administration, felt like his life was in jeopardy when she accelerated. He fired three times and she was killed. But in the aftermath of this, you have Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, and Tim Walz, the goofball governor of Minneapolis, or Minnesota rather, trying to make things even worse, inflaming the situation. We're going to keep you posted on all of that. We'll have Phil Holloway weigh in. I know he'll have some strong opinions at 4:45. Wednesday afternoon is when we visit with our friend Alex Rich, who's with us this afternoon. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we have to hear your story because you shared some of the travel stories with us previously.
Yeah.
Alex went to the University of Indiana. You were an athlete there. You played baseball. Mm-hmm. But your Hoosiers are in the CFP, and you went to the damn Rose Bowl last week, didn't
you? How about it?
Yeah. That's awesome.
And I got in because I called my buddy that snuck me in Indy, and he came out and
stop it.
No, of course not. Are you kidding me? That guy still wants my money.
I know. If you missed that story, Alex kind of snuck in to the game.
Yeah, to
in
the Big Ten Championship.
Right, which we give you credit
accidentally,
for.
Accidentally, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good story, though.
It was a good story. But the Rose Bowl, how about these Hoosiers, huh? This is...
Dude, what was that like? It wasn't... I mean, it was a blowout.
Dude, it was a blowout. It was... I don't think there's a single person in the entire world that would have predicted that.
No way.
That outcome
not
of,
Alabama.
You know, we beat them by 32 points or something.
At,
it was just ridiculous.
It was total domination.
Man. It was
at
just ridiculous.
At what point did you realize, I don't have to be worried?
You know, it's funny. I was maybe nervous for the first 5 minutes. But, for probably about the first 5 minutes of the game. But then you could kind of see, like, you could kind of see
sometimes
that IU was dominating.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
IU just, the vibe in the, you could tell, Mark. Sometimes the vibe in the stadium, it just feels that way. It feels like you can get this sense from Alabama fans that they were feeling like a little bit more nervous than we were. It was just the momentum in the stadium the entire time. First of all, I don't know what it looked like on TV, but there were, it was, had to have been like 70% IU fans there, to
you
be
know,
honest.
It was hard to tell, and this is why, because both teams had the red colors, so it was a little bit difficult to tell that.
Yeah, so, and it all came up because I was back and forth. I'm like, should I go, should I not go? It's LA. I mean, it's like, it's not just a quick trip, really,
exactly.
Unless you're me. because I decided.
What'd you do?
I decided, you know, New Year's Eve came around. The game was New Year's Day. And my good buddy Vic calls me. Victor Oladipo calls me up. He says, I know it's late, man, but if you get a flight out there, I got a ticket for you. So we were first row on the 50-yard line.
No.
Were you really?
I got
I was going to ask
you. New Year's Eve.
All your pictures were right down on the field,
dude.
So that makes sense.
New Year's Eve, I was like, I'm booking the flight. There was a flight out at 5 a.m. the next morning direct to Burbank, California. Mm-hmm. I landed at 10:30.
But I thought you stopped in Vegas because I was texting you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My bad. Nonstop. Who am I?
What, liar.
Kidding me? Yeah, I stopped in Vegas. I thought, yeah, maybe I'll put a little something in the slot in honor of Mark Reardon.
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Smart. Wise.
Ended up getting to Burbank at like 10:45 in the morning. The game was at 1 that day. So I took took an Uber over to the house where some of the buddies were at. And then we had a party bus that dropped us off at the Rose Bowl Stadium. And if you've never been to Rose Bowl Stadium, it's an absolutely terrible stadium. It's cool because it's the vibe of like you're at the Rose Bowl. Dude, it's in like the middle of a golf course.
Yeah.
It had been raining all morning. It was muddy everywhere. Now, luckily the rain stopped. But I got there. I had a few beers before the pregame, and walked into the stadium, and man, it was an experience, dude. It was awesome.
Well, congratulations on the victory. Now, you have made a decision to not attend the semifinal.
It was
right?
a tough decision. It was a tough decision because, you know, Peach Bowl, they win this, they're in the national championship. I'm ready to go, but that is the reason I think I'm electing not to because, you know, God forbid I go down there, spend the money, they lose. Well, I went and saw them lose. If they win, I'm already planning on going to the national championship game anyway. Who knows what tickets are going to be? So I'm saving the cash for the big game. But it was a tough decision to not go to this one.
Do you already have a flight to Miami?
I got the flight booked
already. Yeah, because I know Tom Ackerman has a flight to Miami,
too. Oh, yeah,
too.
Tom,
he's
and
an
I,
IU guy.
Tom and I got the flights booked. We're ready to go.
Who did you sit with at the Rose Bowl?
Well, I sat with Vic for a good amount of the time. He had to step away for a minute because... Who did he go sit with? Who do you think he went and sat with?
Gosh,
he's been making the headlines lately as a big donor for the Indiana Hoosiers. Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Vic, just to be clear, Vic Oladipo was Alex's BFF. He was the number 2 overall pick in the NBA draft, you know, 15 years ago, whenever that was. Yeah. He's playing in the NBA. Right now, he's not actively playing in the NBA.
Right, he's with the Milwaukee Bucks, G League team, but working his way back. But yeah, he's buddies with Mark Cuban, so he went and sat with Cubes for a little bit. I thought you couldn't bring me up there. Let me pitch him an idea or something. So
that's funny.
But man, it was awesome. And yeah, I think it's just like a whole surreal experience, man. Like this is literally at the start of this season. We started this season with the most losses ever in the history of college football.
Wow.
Indiana was the losingest program in college football history.
It's amazing.
And now look at it. It's dude, it's fun.
Well,
honestly,
it's a great story. And look, what I've said, and you know, you got a lot of people that are complaining about NIL, and the you know, right now the landscape is crazy. You got kids that are signing with a school one day and then changing their mind like 6 hours later. You got kids from Mizzou coming in and going out. It's that way at every university. It's going to get crazier after, you know, the final on the 19th.
Right.
Certainly some more changes will be made. But the one thing that I've said, Alex, and I think you might agree with this, before all this NIL stuff, and I'm not a fan of a lot of it, I get it, but before this, there's not a chance in hell that the University of Indiana or the University of Missouri or schools like that would be anywhere near competing for the CFP.
Yeah, the Blue Bloods, they say, I think that doesn't matter anymore. Like, I think we've talked about this before in regards to basketball, like, and specifically basketball for Indiana, like, it doesn't, tradition almost doesn't matter at all anymore. Like Alabama's kind of like, they've done their thing. Like they were great when NIL wasn't a thing, but now they've passed the torch to anybody else that has a school with alumni that got deep pockets.
Like Texas A&M.
Yeah. I mean like it, and honestly it sounds crazy, but it is almost, it's not a level playing field because like certain people have different money, but everybody probably has some very wealthy alumni.
Sure.
So it kind of is almost a more level playing field than it used to be.
It does give the opportunity for teams, and I would say this is true in basketball as well, where you have teams that ordinarily might not be able to compete for the top tier, and they can. If they get, look, if you don't have Mendoza, let's face it, you got a great team with great players, but if you don't have a great quarterback leading that team, you're not there.
Yeah, and what's awesome is, I read this today, I didn't know all this, Cignetti is like a quarterback genius. He discovered, I think, like Russell Wilson. There was a couple other.
Wow.
He was Philip Rivers' quarterback coach at NC State. Like, his list goes on and on when it comes to quarterbacks. So the fact that because Mendoza was at Cal last year.
Right, right.
So the fact that he got Mendoza to come over to IU, Lord knows what he said to him, but or the amount of money that he put in front of him. But it really is it's the greatest thing. Now, you hear him talk, dude. He's a dork. He's a nerd. Like, everybody
drinks that way, too,
but
he's pretty intense.
He's intense, but man, like, does he not remind you a lot of, like, Tom Brady? He's had that comparison a lot where, like, the dude's very smart. He was talking about, and I don't know football, but he's talking about his progressions of, like, how he has his looks and, like, you know, the first person, second person, third person he's going to go to and so on if those people aren't open.
All the schemes, like, and everything, yeah.
And it's like, the amount, the quickness that he has to go through it in his head, and he's talking through it. It shows that, like, you to be a very good quarterback at a high level, you do have to be intelligent for sure.
I heard that the quarterback's coach for IU based a lot of the stuff that he told, you know, the current quarterback on things that Chase Daniels had learned when he was in the NFL.
Oh, probably so.
Really?
And playing with, I think, Rivers as well.
Yeah. I think that they're all interconnected. And the whole coaching, did you look into that at all? Where, you know, Cignetti, he was at Alabama with all of these guys have coached together.
Right, yeah.
And the tree is insane. Like Dan Lanning, he was on the Saban staff. So these guys, if you've watched some of the press conferences leading up to the game this Friday for the Peach Bowl, it's fun because they're going back and forth. Like, Cignetti's like nails, dude. The guy is as serious as it gets, but if you get a chuckle out of him, it gets people going.
Well, that's what
they're
at the end of the game. Remember, Fred, they said they caught him smiling. Oh my God, we got to catch that.
Well, dude, he said he hopped on the
end.
He did. And his big thing, it's been big all year. The only thing he ever gets excited and says is go IU. He just says go IU. And our big cheer is the who Hoosiers. And at the end of that game, after they gave him the Rose Bowl trophy, he grabbed the mic. I think it was like Chris Fowler. He grabbed the mic from him, and he goes, "Hey, I just got one thing to say." And he did the whole Hoosiers. And the place went nuts. But it's great, man. And I think, dude, I think you can really see it. I know I'm biased, but it just feels like the Indiana Hoosiers are America's team right now.
I think so, too.
And
because we're sick of Alabama and all these other schools winning it all the time, right?
Yeah, and it seems a little magical to me. You know, it's storybook, and like he said, once it's all said and done, it'll be a hell of a movie.
All right, so you got the Fiesta Bowl tomorrow. That's Miami against Ole Miss.
And I'll tell you that, I'd like to see Ole Miss because I don't want to play a home game against Miami.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
they play.
I didn't think about that. I know. Hard Rock Stadium, right?
It would be like the first ever national championship game at a home stadium.
Peach Bowl, Indiana and Oregon on Friday night. Alex, hang out. We're going to do Sue's News. By the way, Ethan just texted me from his desk in the other room saying, I'm not sick of Alabama winning because he's a Tide fan. We're coming back with Sue on a Wednesday.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There was a 37-year-old woman, white woman, from maybe Missouri, because she was in a car that had Missouri plates, that was killed by an ICE officer in Minneapolis a few hours ago. That's a big story still developing, and our friend Phil Holloway is a Fox News contributor. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes, right around 4:40, 4:45. But we have to do this. Alex Rich is with us. Ethan, Fred, we're all in here ready for a Tuesday edition of Sue's News, if I can press the right button.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
I didn't even...
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day in history, 113 years ago, okay, so it's 1913, when William M. Burton received a patent for his method of manufacturing what they called the magic moving potion we now call gasoline. Gasoline is 113 years old today. Well, at least that's when the patent was done.
The magic moving potion?
The magic moving potion.
Seems like it'd be older, no?
Doesn't it?
I would think so. I would have guessed older.
So the patent itself is when he got it. But Standard Oil is who bought that particular method. And it went from there.
I think they did okay with that business deal, don't you?
Not too shabby. Not too bad.
Are you watching, Alex, are you watching Landman?
Oh, it's great.
You know what? I love it.
My wife gives me trouble because she's like, every time you're watching it, it's just phone calls and you know, hot chicks on the screen. I'm like, well, I mean, I guess that's why people like it.
Well, it's probably accurate. Well, they did a blog. Okay, they collected a list of 10 hilariously wrong predictions from the 1950s for what would be happening this time in, you know, history in 2026.
Okay.
So they go to the 50s and they look back at what people were predicting. Here's what's going to happen in 2026. I won't do all of them, but the first one is jetpacks were supposed to be everywhere. Forget flying cars. Some designers thought jetpacks would be as ordinary as bicycles. So you would just walk out, and instead of getting on your bike, hit your jetpack and, like, you know,
I understand that because I made reference to this yesterday. I mean, if you were watching the Jetsons in the 70s, we talked about stuff like that. Like, in the future, we'll probably be able to do stuff.
Yes.
I will say, it is a little surprising that we don't have some sort of jetpack that can, like, you know, we could fly around the neighborhood at least or something.
Right. I think we're getting closer.
You know?
I wonder if we are. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't seem that, but every time you watch a video, it's like some guy blasting off and they think, what did he, is that safe? I don't know. There's somewhere in the middle is the answer.
We're going to highlight some of this technology again in an hour. George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet is at CES yesterday. He was describing some of this technology that's just kind of mind-blowing. Yeah. And he talked about this little unit. He sent us some pictures. Fred and I got to see this little flying aircraft that can move in. And that's
unit, as close.
That's supposed to be for, like, emergency situations, right?
Yeah.
To get in even faster than an ambulance or a helicopter or stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. If somebody was hurt, you could take that thing in.
Right,
They also thought the moon would have subdivisions. Because, you know, we landed on the moon and they're like, well, yeah, well, clearly we're going to move there. 1950s thinkers assumed the moon would have developed residential neighborhoods and vacation domes. Mm. So that's how people would make it. And this one is so bizarre to me. They thought that women would tower over men. A columnist wrote that women were expected to reach an average height of 6 feet tall thanks to improved nutrition and medical science.
Is that not true? I wouldn't know.
Well, that's a good point.
To me, everybody's just skyrocketed, you know?
And I don't know, why would that just happen to women? And these super women would dominate the workforce. Well, guess what? That did not happen.
We're still waiting. There's still time.
Uh-huh. So it's just stuff like that. And they thought machines would give us a 3-day weekend. Later, they said about computers and the internet, now AI, but the dream may still be alive. So they think that if they a computer or AI would do enough of your work, you could then take a day off.
Look, some of these pictures and the videos that George has shared of these robots at CES, we're very close to,
I'm telling you,
to this happening.
It's bizarre.
Is there anybody that can do the Mark Reardon show by chance?
Yeah, that's
set a mark.
If I can sit at home and someone else can do it, I'm game.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'd be bored. I'd be bored.
Here.
It's the only thing I really enjoy doing is yapping on the radio, so I'd be too bored.
I understand that. Okay, I do have some of the craziest stuff from Vegas and CES yesterday. And we do have George coming up. When is that, Mark?
5:35.
Okay, so he'll have more. But here's some stuff that I pulled out. Lollipops that play music. Now, the brand is called Lollipop Star. Each flavor plays a different song using bone conduction technology, so the music plays inside your head.
Oh.
Inside your head.
That's weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Now, you can only hear it when you bite down.
That's even weirder.
And it's they'll cost $9 each.
Wow.
But what's the point?
I that you can do it yourself, or that the lollipop is there, and you could take it on a trip, and I don't know. Color-changing fingernails, a company called iPolish. They're press-on nails that change colors with a special device you have to buy. They have 300 different color shades.
Look, here's why I know that'll be popular, because my daughter, who's only 11, puts on these fake nails already.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
That is hilarious. The starter kit is $95. That's the story of your life.
Yeah, the starter. Yeah, that's what I love about that.
Okay, vibrating kitchen knives. They're like your grandma's old school carving knife, but they vibrate 30,000 times a second. So what it does is help you to slice through things quicker.
Yeah, like your hand.
Well, that too.
That's
Fred.
Right, Fred.
Mm-hmm. $400 for those. That's Seattle Ultrasonics.
Well, but when you here's the thing. There's some relatability there because I carved the turkey at the Reardon household, and the carving knife thing.
You have the electric one.
Yeah, it's probably like 20 years old, and it really doesn't move that fast.
No, so 30,000 a second.
You could use one.
Yeah. I don't know if I need 30,000 a second. I could probably do 15,000 a second, but I'm probably only at like -500 a second at this point.
Well, I get that. And I always thought that those the electric kind was just to move, like the moving serrated parts did some. I didn't realize vibration anything to do with my cutting faster.
Yeah. By the way, on the topic of vibration, and this is very personal, but I just got a new electric toothbrush, and I've had an electric toothbrush for many years, but I just got a new one. But this one is like, talk about the 30,000.
Really?
Top of the line. 700 horsepower. My whole mouth is shaking in the morning. Yeah.
Wow. What kind is that? I want to know.
Well, you're going to have to look
that up. It's something like that.
Yeah.
They also have AI-powered hair clippers. You could choose a hairstyle in the app, like crew cut or side part. The blade automatically adjusts while you use it. What could possibly go wrong? And Lego smart bricks, they light up and make different sounds depending on what you're building. Like if they're a part of a car, they'll make an engine sound.
It's kind
of
cool.
That'd be fun for a kid. And here's what I love. This is a clip-on device that remembers your conversations. Sorry, crowd.
Maybe your
conversations aren't that great. But it's small enough. It clips onto your shirt. It can summarize work calls. It can settle that argument that your spouse claims, that's not what I said. You could say, neat. Oh, here's what happened.
That's like those commercials from a few years ago when they did the instant replay with the husbands and wives. You remember that? It was
that
was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. They also had some different things in here. There was another thing that was like an AI gaming and work companion. And it showed a desktop hologram that watches your gaming and gives you tips. Here's where you're not doing it right. Here's where you should improve. Okay. And we'll see what George has, by the way, later. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Did you know before David Letterman got his late night show, he had a morning show on NBC called The David Letterman Show? It lasted from June 23rd to October 24th, 1980.
Yep. I knew
and
that.
And that's it.
Wow, short-lived.
I've never seen it. Yeah.
There's an Indiana guy himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he went to Ball State.
Oh, that's right. That doesn't count. We're coming back with more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Phil Holloway from Fox coming up here in a few minutes. He's going to talk about the shooting in Minneapolis. Alex Rich, Fred in the studio with Sue Thomas on this Wednesday afternoon. I think it's been well established that I'm not very handy when it comes to fixing things around the house or anything like that. I've never been quite gifted. Fred, I don't know if you are either,
oh,
are
no,
you?
No, I'm just like you.
Okay. Alex, do you have some gifts when it comes to fixing stuff?
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
There's a couple of stories I wanted to bring up because... this is related to skilled workers and not necessarily going to universities, but maybe to trade schools. And we've talked about that over the years. Remember when Chingy came in and talked about that, Fred? I love Chingy.
Oh,
he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was really trying to promote, you know, young men going into the trades. So two stories that I found this week that sort of relate to this. And there's opportunities for young people out there if you want to maybe take these opportunities. Then again, you also have to wonder how much AI is going to take over. But in the Wall Street Journal, they talked about the $160,000 mechanic job that Ford can't fill. And they were focusing on this guy named Ted Hummel. And it said just after 7 a.m. on a recent morning, Ted Hummel leapt up onto the front bumper of a 2019 Ford F-150, reached under the hood to disconnect a pair of oxygen sensor connectors. It's the first step of dozens to replace the truck's transmission, a job that is expected to take 10 hours. Ooh. Hummel can do it in half that time. He says, I should have it out there by lunch. But what they point out, and he's at a Ford dealership in Kent, Ohio, most mechanics hate messaging with transmissions, the duffel bag-shaped 300-pound machines that transfer power to the vehicle's wheels. Hummel is one of the few who relishes diagnosing their problems, taking them apart, and finagling them in and out of trucks. But the point of the story is he gets $160,000. He made that
good
in 2025. There's always a transmission for him to work on, but they don't have enough guys like Hummel. They cannot. One of the guys that's quoted from the service manager in this dealership in Ohio says, I wish we could clone Ted because there aren't enough Teds, not only at Claiborne Ford, but across the country. And I guess they have this big shortage of mechanics and they've had it for decades. And that, you know, you can kind of even feel it. I talk about Spieler Automotive, which is out in my neck of the woods in High Ridge. They're great. Josh and his dad, Clayton's a big listener. It's tough to get in because they have so many cars that need to be fixed, right?
Exactly. When you find a good one, Michael has one that he particularly likes. He only goes to this guy, and this guy has moved from different places because they're so in demand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've had, you know, sometimes it's hard to find someone you trust. When I was in Columbia, when I was getting my first car outside of the Chevy Caprice that my mom and dad gave me was a Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that vehicle, but you know how expensive it was to fix?
Oh, yeah.
So I had a guy, I think his name was Jay Privet. It was Privet Auto. And they were so great to me because I was making no money and car expenses were expensive. They let me do like payments. Now, this was 1986, 1987.
Yeah.
But I trusted them. And, you know, I felt like they were telling me the truth. And then with Spieler, I'm so glad that Clayton reached out. He was a listener. And since they're right down where I was located, I'm like, I'm going to check out Spieler Automotive. And they're awesome. And you can believe them. They shoot straight with you, right?
Right.
I ran into Josh at the Walmart in High Ridge the other day. But here's the flip side of this. I think this is interesting too. Now, I'm not trying to talk people away from going to good mechanics, but in LA, this is very unique, and I love this. At a tech college in LA, they're offering an automotive repair program with enrollment that's grown by 34% from 22 to 24. They turn graduates out who work at these dealerships that we're kind of just talking about, at BMW, Volkswagen, and Toyota dealerships. But here's the cool part. I used to do this. So, Fred, when you were at Mizzou, did you ever have a cat or anything or a dog when you were at Mizzou?
No.
So they have a pretty good, I still think they have a pretty good vet school at the University of Missouri.
Right. Yeah, they do.
So when I was a student and even post-student, I think my cat Max, it was my first cat I ever had, I would take Max to the vet at Mizzou because it was cheaper, because you had the students that were working on the animals. Well, the same principle applies here. They have these kids that are working in these garage teams with vehicles that, you know, don't work, and they're learning how to fix them. But what happens is people can bring them in, and the labor's free, and the mechanics are earning college credits.
How about that?
Oh, that's genius.
They
really
say
is.
The labor's the most expensive part, usually.
Yes.
Absolutely. They say the Los Angeles Trade Technical College offers the largest community college auto repair program in the region, turning out graduates ready to work at dealership service centers, independent shops, and the fleet departments, among other areas. Now, you match up that story with what I just told you about the Ford dealership in Ohio and the fact that there's not enough Hummels that make $160,000 a year. Look, I've more and more questioned the value of a college education for a lot of people in this country. I think it is valuable for many, but not for everyone. And we kind of play this game, even as parents, where we want our kids to get into these elite universities and be able to tell our friends and everything. But some kids aren't, you know, fit for higher academia universities, and maybe they're better at a trade school. But I think that people need to be aware, even in HVAC. I've had Corey tell me this from Air Comfort. You know, there are people out there, now you got to work, right? But you're making six figures plus, busting your ass, working hard for a living, but you're making good money.
And that's not going to be taken away by AI. If you're a plumber, if you're any of these things, they are extremely well paid and necessary.
Yeah.
We've got to have this stuff before we can have anything else.
Well, and it's going to get even more necessary because some of the AI stuff and the robots, they'll need fixing too, I think. Alex, we're going to get Phil Holloway in here to talk about the shooting, but I wish you well with your Hoosiers on Friday night.
Yep.
You're going to skip the Peach Bowl, but if they win, you're going to Miami, right?
We'll see you in Miami.
And that game's on the 19th.
On the 19th?
All right, you're going to be here next Wednesday?
I may have to be getting myself mentally prepared, but I should be here.
All right.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bull. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying, getting killed.
Well, when I heard Jacob Frey, the mayor of Minneapolis, make that statement as I was heading in a few hours ago, I had not yet seen the video. The videos were circulating online. I was in my car. Fox had not aired them, so I wasn't really sure what I was going to see. There are several angles from which videos have emerged, and I think they're pretty nuanced here this afternoon. So let's talk about it with Phil Holloway, Fox News legal analyst down in Atlanta. How are you this afternoon, Phil? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great, brother. Glad to be with you. How are you?
I'm good. I will tell you that at first when I started looking at some of the videos, I thought, oh, this does not look good. This does not look like a justifiable shooting. I can't say with 100% confidence that it was a justifiable shooting, but I do think there's a lot of nuance here, especially if you slow the images down and you see that the car was accelerating. But first and foremost, I'm sure we have listeners that aren't up to speed on this. So kind of run down what happened this morning that set off all this chaos.
Well, what's been reported is that, you know, immigration officers were conducting operations in the area, and I think they were trying to get a vehicle out of a snowdrift or something like that and pushing it. And this I don't know if this driver of this car was part of a protest movement or exactly what she's doing, but in any event, she was in the middle of what they were trying to do, and then they turned it into sort of a vehicle stop situation. And you mentioned you were driving and you saw that first video and you weren't sure about whether it was a good shooting. That's because of the angle. And if it's the one that I'm thinking about, it's with the person on the phone. She's making lots of noise and she's using lots of F-bombs.
It's the closest video that they have. Right. There's a protester
close,
that's shouting.
It's at a terrible angle. But towards the end of it, you can see it's like the officer who fires the shots is hidden behind the officer who's at the window. And first glance like maybe the officer who was at the window of the car did the shooting, but it was the officer directly in front of the vehicle that did the shooting. But here's what I want just people to understand. Take a breath. First off, Frey and those folks that are coming out, the clip that you played in the introduction to this segment, that was extremely reckless and irresponsible because what he's doing is he's fomenting civil unrest.
Absolutely.
He's pouring gasoline on a fire, and it's extremely reckless because he's not seen all the evidence. He hasn't talked to the investigators, and he for sure doesn't know the law. So I want to start there. Can we just talk about what the law requires and the law says about this? The Supreme Court told us in 1989 in a case called Graham versus Connor that use of force is, you know, it's an objective thing. It's got to be objectively reasonable. That means that it's judged not from the perspective of a protester or for me or from you or any of the people that are looking back at this with the 2020 hindsight. It's judged from the perspective of the officer on the scene. And it specifically says to us, the Supreme Court does, that we are to judge this without the benefit of the 2020 hindsight. We got to account for the fact that, you know, these officers are forced to make split-second decisions.
Yes.
The judgments are made intense, uncertain, rapidly evolving, fluid, dynamic situations. And so the law specifically instructs us to view it from the perspective of the officer on scene. So what is this officer on scene? The one that actually fires the shots is in front of a moving vehicle. All he knows in that moment is this is someone who has the vehicle in reverse, and then they slam it into drive, they rev the engine, and they're coming right at him. If you look at it, he makes that split-second decision that the Supreme Court told us about in this case of Graham versus Connor. And so you got to go from his viewpoint, not mine, not yours, not this lunatic who's making that first video, but from his perspective.
So,
if you look at it with all that in mind, I can tell you, in my opinion, I don't have any problem telling you that I think this is a perfectly justified and legal shooting.
So Sue and I talked about this a little bit earlier, and we've talked about this over the years. We both have had an opportunity. I did this thing here in St. Louisville called the FBI Citizens Academy, and it gave me some real insight into how they conduct investigations. And also they put us through this shooting simulation with mass shooting scenarios or other, you know, random shooters. And then they put you in that position where you have to make that split second decision. Is it the bad guy? So I was running cover at a mass shooting in a warehouse, and I had to make sure that the bad guys weren't running out with the people who were just the victims, and one of them was. So I had to shoot the guy, and I got him, by the way. But it illustrated how difficult it is, and
so
you have
hard
to make a decision very, very quickly.
Right. It's literally split second. It's one of these things where, you know, if you don't act, this may be your last thing that you ever do is fail to act. And so he's in front of that car. He hears the engine revving up. He knows that that something bad is like. And here's the rest of it, though. It's not just the officer's life that he's got to be concerned with. He doesn't know what this person might do if she's willing to use a vehicle as a deadly weapon to ram a federal law enforcement officer. What is she going to do to the officer behind him or the next one down the road? There's other people. There's the public. There's other officers. There's other third parties to take into consideration here. And so all that has to factor into the legal equation. And look, in my mind, you balance all of it out. And if you objectively follow this, not with the breathless hysteria that we're seeing from the kooks on the left now, but if you objectively look at it, a reasonable person has to determine, if they're honest with themselves, that he followed the law.
Right, but there's not a lot of reasonable people in this country right now, and both of the narratives, the dueling narratives, are out there right now. And to your point, I cannot believe how reckless, well, maybe I can, because I've seen Jacob Fry up there before, but Tim Walz
as well, saying things that were just ridiculous, acting like they're not the ones that have inflamed the situation for months now, declaring their sanctuary city status, etc., warning ICE not to come in their communities, and then they do this. So there's a lot going on. I hope there aren't riots and fires in Minneapolis, but it would not shock me tonight because there's a lot of anger, and it looks like another situation where people are going to just view this, Phil, through their political lens and not look at the law or the facts.
Yeah, Jacob Frey has prejudged this. He came out, he posted on X at 11:54 a.m. He says, the presence of federal immigration agents is causing chaos in our city. We're demanding ICE to leave the city immediately. So he's asking for this. He's stirring people up on purpose. And if that's the case, and Walz as well, Walz's press conference talking about he's going to bring in the National Guard. That sounds like, you know, Civil War type stuff. These people, if you didn't know better, you'd think that they wanted their city to burn. Maybe they do. I hope not. But that's certainly one of the things that could easily happen based on their inflammatory rhetoric.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go because I want to play a little Tim Walz and offer some examples of that. But, Phil, thanks for getting on with me here this afternoon. Happy New Year. We always appreciate your assistance. This will be interesting to watch unfold.
You bet, brother.
Yeah,
anytime.
Take care. All right, we'll see you. So here, I played a little bit of this at the beginning of the show, and it's a little bit of a longer cut. But this all happened, I would say, at about 2:50, 2:45. I'm getting ready for the show. Tim Walz is doing one of his, you know, interviews, or he's doing a news conference. He's got, you know, press in front of him, and this is what he says.
This happened a couple of hours ago, and we're already pitting American against American. All of you saw a video in your eyes. We have a chaotic situation caused by the largest deployment in American history of federal agents into a community with no communication to locals. We had a chaotic situation where an individual is in their car, shot and killed. And so,
okay, now I'm going to stop there. I had to stop there before. A couple of things, a couple of observations. You've literally, Tim Walz and Jacob Frey, told people to ignore federal officials.
Yes.
Don't follow their orders. You've been telling people this for months. And to say in a news conference and to misrepresent the situation that the woman was simply sitting in her car.
Yes, as if she were, yeah.
Let's describe the situation for people who have not seen the video. The car was parked in the middle of a street.
Attempting to block.
Horizontally.
Yes.
Right? Attempting to block other vehicles. They were shouting commands at her. She was ignoring them. One officer reached for the car door. She was reversing, and then she accelerated.
Yeah.
And Sue, you're a great example because when I showed you the video, you had not seen it yet. You were confused because you didn't see the officer who did the shooting because he comes from the front of the vehicle. So what I think a lot of people did earlier today is they were looking at that video and they thought it was the guy that was on the side of the car.
Who yanked open the door and shot, but that's not it.
No. So he goes on saying his crap here.
Look, I want to be very cautious here because Donald Trump will make this about me. He will make this about politics. This is about public safety, and this is about normalcy. To Americans who are watching this, if you're in Portland or you're in L.A. or you're in Chicago or you're wherever they're coming next.
Wherever they're coming next. What are you kidding me? Wherever federal officials are coming to root out gang members and criminal thugs. He says, do whatever you can to thwart that.
Stand with us. Stand with us against this. This was so preventable, so unnecessary, and I don't know. I hope. Maybe we're at the McCarthy moment. Do you have no decency? Do you have no decency?
Well, I don't even know what he's talking about. He's not addressing the woman. This is always what happens with the left. No one ever addresses the behavior of the people who are not obeying the officer's commands. Look, I got a speeding ticket last week. Wasn't too thrilled about it. But I'm not going to get out of my car and start shouting at the cop and doing things that's going to get me arrested or shot, right?
Right.
Kept my hands on the steering wheel. Reached for my license. But that's not what Tim Walz wants.
We have someone dead in their car for no reason whatsoever, and I don't want to be right about this, but I said if they do this, they're going to create a chaotic situation where someone innocent's going to get killed, and they did it. And now we hear more political rhetoric. Enough, enough is enough. And so to Minnesotans, don't take the bait. Do not take the bait. Do not allow them to deploy federal troops into here. Do not allow them to invoke the Insurrection Act. Do not allow them to declare martial law. Do not allow them to lie.
So I don't really want property to be damaged and there to be riots and fires. But, you know, I can't lie. There's a part of me that if that happens, that's on Tim Walz. It's on Jacob Frey, right? They act like they're in no way, shape, or form party to this tragedy today. And to act like this woman was just doing something on her own, just kind of doing some shopping and decided to pull over and stop ICE. These are organized efforts. We know that. They're backed by the socialist leaders of Minnesota. And you're right. We were predicting like something like this would happen. So I agree with Tim Walz. But it's because of your behavior, not because of federal agents' behavior.
Otherwise, that woman would not have been there.
Right. Or if she's, what if she's just kind of protesting or she's shouting at ICE? She's not trying to block their vehicles
right.
and accelerate toward an officer. That's a decision that she made.
Yes.
Kind of like Mike Brown, hands up, don't shoot. When he turned around, the forensic evidence is undeniable on this, and he started charging Darren Wilson, the unarmed guy, Mike Brown, right? She was unarmed. At least we think she was unarmed. Doesn't matter. He was a threat. The threat was taken out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.